Brother Francis works into his many lectures. He works into this example of how the modern man has gone wrong. And then he says, if you walk up to a man and you say, where are you going? And if he says, well, I don't know, then is he really going anywhere? You can't get to point B if you don't know where it is. Because another example, say a ship sails from New York Harbor, is headed for Liverpool. If it doesn't know where it's going and it veers 1 degree, it will wind up in Africa. So we have to know where we're going.
Right, yeah.
One of my problems with modern Catholics and Catholicism is we're a church filled with cowards. We won't say that we want to live in a Catholic world. I am afraid to say, to tell my Protestant friends or secular friends or whatever, or other family members, that I want to live in a Catholic world. I want to live in a Catholic culture, because that is the culture, and that's why our Lord came and showed the apostles, all right, this is how you live life. You know, the Old Testament. The Old Testament way kind of prepared you for me. Now, I'm going to finish the job. Now, go and do this. Why it just strikes me as one of the most counterintuitive things that a Catholic can believe. Why wouldn't you, like my friend Steve Cunningham says, if you had a cure for cancer, you'd tell everybody about it, especially somebody that had cancer.
Right, yeah.
If you have a cure for the modern world, why don't we tell people about it? The cure for the modern world is the Catholic Church.
Yes,
it is Catholic culture. It is a Catholic civilization. Now, that scares a lot of Protestants away. I'm not living under your Pope. I'm not living under your bishops, this and that and the other. They fail to see the beauty of, let's return to John Horvat now, the order. That order is beautiful. It created the beauty that Luther revolted against.
Yes, absolutely. And you know, I think they have a misconception of the order, because they think order is simply a straitjacket.
moral straitjacket.
And it's really not. I mean, an organic Christian society, which is what I talk about in Return to Order a lot, is, you know, that it says, find out the fundamental principles of any problem that, or any solution or society, of a way of doing things. Find out those fundamental principles, those moral fundamental principles, and then do what you want. Because that's what organic Christian society is all about. That's why you had so much variety. You had the unity of principles that you followed, and you always kept them. But from that came an enormous diversity.